Well, she's claiming that she was a CIA agent in the early 1960s while she was still based in Havana, and that she was a spy for the CIA right in the heart of the Castro family. So it's a bit of a bombshell.
She initially supported the revolution.
She did. When it triumphed in 1959, she went out with these brigades into the countryside, building health clinics and trying to build up its social programs. And so she's very much a supporter. But then she fell out with Fidel and Raul Castro quite quickly afterwards, by from around 1960, when they began executing opponents and cracking down on the media. And she said that for her that was a turning point, and that's when she began sheltering opponents of the regime, and her career with the CIA took off from that.
She has been based in Miami in exile since 1964, so her opposition to Fidel and Raul Castro is well known, but not the collaboration with the CIA.
Yes, this is new, and in fact, she's been, according to the author of the book of her biography, she's been sitting on this revelation for all these decades, and she only now finally came out, confided to her biographer relatively recently. And so they've hoarded this secret, if you like, as a great marketing tool. And so they had went through some extreme security measures to avoid leaks of the book coming out. They had the book sealed in crates and pallets, very much like kind of Harry Potter style security measures.
It's still a very long time ago. I mean, does it present any damage now to the current Cuban regime, which is, of course, led by her brother Raul?
No, it doesn't really damage the government, I don't think. Her opposition to her brothers and to the government in Havana has been so well established over the last 4 decades that really it doesn't really change anything. And also on the island itself, it's unlikely to really rattle many people. So far, there's been no immediate official reaction, and she's been gone so long, and her opposition to the brothers is so well known that I don't really think it's going to cause much of a stir on the island. One thing that it does suggest, though, is that the CIA was not actually totally useless in terms of their efforts to penetrate the regime, because now the CIA, of course, is famous for having authored or crafted about more than 600 failed plots to assassinate Fidel Castro, and also for having orchestrated the Bay of Pigs invasion fiasco. So it turns out that now maybe the CIA was just not quite the useless entity that we thought it was.
Is Juanita a reliable witness? Can we believe her version of events?
Well, there is no independent confirmation yet, either from the CIA or Cuban intelligence files, of her story. But there's little reason really to kind of disbelieve her, because she's, apart from, of course, getting a great marketing tool for her book, she wouldn't otherwise have that much to gain by saying this. So there is a question mark yet, over over verification. But I think on balance, yeah, the story is plausible. Some people I've spoken to in Havana say that they think her story is credible. So I think for the time being, we have to say it's credible, but not confirmed.